This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. It has been what some people are calling a hot labor summer. Hollywood writers have been on strike for more than 100 days. Food service workers rallied on the Las Vegas Strip last month. Health workers are marching in Los Angeles today. We could go on and on. And even though Labor Day can feel like it's all about sales on mattresses or whatever, once upon a time, Labor Day was all about labor and worker solidarity. Allison Brantley is an associate professor of history at the University of Laverne in California, and she has the origin story of Labor Day.
What we now know as Labor Day was first celebrated on the 1st September of 1882 in New York City. For students of American history, you know, the 1880s and 1890s are this period of massive expansion of capitalism and industry. There's a lot of wealth being created at the top. In those workplaces, immigrants and working class folks are increasingly turning to labor unions to build power. But there's a lot of tension with employers. There are tense strikes, there are violent strikes where people are killed on both sides, and labor leaders in the city decided they wanted to designate a day to honor labor's contributions to the city, and in particular in 1882, they decided to hold this labor's holiday festival, is what they called it, on the first Monday of September, or September 5th, because that was the day that a major labor organization in the country, the Knights of Labor, was holding its annual convention as well. So they organized a festival that included a picnic and a parade, and it was deemed a huge success. So in this militant moment, in this tense moment, Labor Day parades end up being a really key moment of community gathering. Lots of people in the community can come together and recognize the power of labor, even if, like for women and children, they're not in unions, they're not hopefully working in factories, but Labor Day parades and festivals and picnics become a key moment every year to come together and honor that struggle and also look forward to another year of momentum and power building. By the early 1890s, 23 states across the country had also recognized the importance of labor's holiday and designated it a state holiday. But the federal government had not gotten to that point yet. In 1894, there's a huge strike of railway workers. It's known as the Pullman Strike. And President Grover Cleveland, at the same time as he's cracking down on strikers and trying to get this railway strike to end and for commerce to move forward, he designates Labor Day a national holiday. It could be seen as kind of this pandering gesture or a concession to labor because at the same time they're arresting folks. But I do think it highlights the importance of Labor Day as a moment of celebration, a day that was recognized by lots of people already. So Labor Day has changed a lot and not a lot over the years. Since the 1890s, there were always parades. But I think it ends up being kind of sanitized or loses a little bit of the exuberance in the context of the Cold War after World War II.
A challenge not, we hope, to be met and joined in battle, but to be faced and fought in the hearts and hopes of men.
Labor is under so much pressure during the Cold War to distance itself from communist traditions.
It is the challenge of ideas.
I think there's a lot of parallels between this particular moment of labor activism in 2023 and labor activism in the 1880s. Maybe a key lesson to be drawn from Labor Day of the past or Labor Day of old is that there's a lot of power in community support. And yes, it's great to support a strike online, but also, you know, maybe there's something to be said too for a big parade that demonstrates large-scale broad solidarity.
Allison Brantley there. She's an associate professor of history at the University of Laverne.